It's the 420 Drug War News. We're speaking with Dr. Perry Kendall on yesterday's program. I asked him if he was going to grow opium poppies, turn it into heroin, and sell it cheap to the Canadian citizens.
That's an idea that was put forward by a user group, a Heroin Compassion Club group. That's not exactly what, that's not really what we are working on. Heroin is available in Canada for a small number of people with opioid addiction who have failed the treatments elsewhere. It's an expensive drug, at least as manufactured by Big Pharma. It has to be imported, and the various constraints around it have meant that only about 150 people in British Columbia can actually be stabilized on heroin and live normal lives. Switzerland, on the au contraire, has about 1,500 people who are stabilized on heroin. I'm working with a professor at the University of British Columbia to see if we can start a company called Fair Price Pharma, which would make diacetyl morphine domestically under license with Health Canada and make it available by prescription to people who would benefit from it because they are failing or are not, their needs are not met through the standard methadone or buprenorphine, which is available. So this would be for people who have failed treatment and who need an alternative form of treatment. So we're not growing the poppies, we'd be importing the active pharmaceutical ingredient, manufacturing in a government-licensed laboratory, a diacetyl morphine, which would then be used for the treatment of opioid addiction.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And I did have a chance in Switzerland a couple of years back. I got to tour one of their heroin injection facilities, learn the process, and see how they handle things. Learn you have 7 minutes with that needle to do your injection, et cetera. I think it was, as of this point, near 20 million injections and zero overdose deaths, which goes totally contrary to the fears you and I were talking about a moment ago of what may happen. It's just another example of right thinking can save lives, correct?
Correct. In fact, there is a big paradox in that people will say we must make these controlled substances illegal because they're dangerous for people. And by making them illegal, we'll keep them out of people's hands and people will be safer. But you know the iron law of prohibition.
More with Dr. Perry Kendall on tomorrow's report. I'm Dean at drugtruth.net.